I'm not the only one who's broken. We're all broken. It's the righteousness of Christ and the love of Jesus alone that we stand on.
Pete Scazzaro loves to see people growing in their physical, emotional, and especially spiritual health. Today on Making Your Life Count, Pete shares how relying on God and walking closely with Him can provide freedom in each of these areas.
My encouragement would be not to be afraid, but to go on this journey that we like to call emotionally healthy, you know, spirituality, emotional health, because you will find it liberating. And you'll not just liberate yourself, but you'll liberate everybody around you. We didn't set out to change everybody around us. We just want to let God change us. And once we allow that process to begin, we have found it has been exhilarating and joyful. And you rediscover the grace and love of Jesus in a way that you've never dreamed. And I found out that I'm not the only one who's broken. We're all broken.
And Pete says the Apostle Paul is a great example of being transparent, even in weakness.
But now it's very freeing to not have to pretend to be somebody I'm not. I can live out of my brokenness, like Paul says. I boast in my weaknesses that Christ's power might rest on me. And I love it. Vulnerability and weakness and brokenness, we're all equal footing here. It's the righteousness of Christ and the love of Jesus alone that we stand on. And it's just a wonderful way to build family, community, groups, live life. And it's very freeing to be on a path where I'm getting to know God better and I'm getting to know myself better.
Growing closer in relationship with God, especially through His Word, the Bible, is such a wonderful way to find hope and freedom in your life. Do you want some help as you get to know God better? Explore the many free resources available at cru.org.